Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change just because they want to.
Yes, I wonder if you had any part-time vacancies on your board.
Part-time? I'll have a look, sir. What we got? Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh's equipping another expedition to Virginia. He needs traders and sailors. Vittler's needed at the court of Philip of Spain. Oh, yeah, and they want master joiners and craftsmen for the building of the Globe Theatre.
I see. Have you got anything a bit more modern, you know, like a job on the buses or digging the underground?
Oh, no, we only have Tudor jobs.
That can't be very profitable, can it?
Well, you'd be surprised, actually, sir. The Tudor economy's booming. Ever since Humphrey Gilbert opened up the Northwest Passage to Cathay and the Cabot's expansion in Canada, there's been a tremendous surge in exports, and trade with the Holy Roman Empire's going,
no, quite right, it's no good at all.
What? It's a dead loss. We haven't put anyone in a job since 1625.
I see. That's all.
What?
That's all you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, no, we were the tops then. Drake got all his sailors here. Elizabeth, we supplied the archbishops for her coronation. Shakespeare started off from here as a temp. Then came James I, and the bottom fell out of Tudor jobs. 1603, 800 vacancies filled. 1604, 40. 1605, none. 1606, none. The rest of the Stuart period, nothing. Hanoverians, nothing. Victorian, nothing. Saxe-Coburg's, nothing. Windsor's, what did you want?
Dirty books, please.
Right. Really, sir. Sorry about the Tudor bit, but you can't be too careful, yeah?
Have you got anything?
A bit stronger.
Stronger.
Hold on. My lord, awake! Raise high on the drawbridge, Gloucester's troops approach!
Right!
Can't be too careful, you know, sir.
There's Bridget, Queen of the Whip. Yeah. Orders Naughty Nora.
No.
Orders this one, Doug, Bob and Gordon visit the Ark Royal. Orders Sister Teresa, the spanking nun.
You don't have anything specifically about Devon and Cornwall?
Oh, I'm afraid not, sir.
The one I was really after was Arthur Hotchkiss's Devonshire Country Churches.
Well, how about this, sir? Bum biters.
No, not really. I don't suppose you've got any general surveys of English church architecture?
No, it's not really our line, sir.
Oh, I see. Well, never mind. I'll just take the Lord Lieutenant in nylons, then, and trade in these two copies of Piggy Parade.
Thank you.
I know what to work!
Hello!
Raise high the drawbridge, Gloucester's troops approach!
Right!
Just these, then.
All right, this is a raid. My name's Lieutenant Gaskell, and this is Sergeant Maddox.
Sir Philip Sidney, it is good to see thee on these shores again.
Shut up.
Thy size fair and goodly cut was from Antwerp.
Shut up, it's a disguise. Right, confiscate the smutty books, Maddox.
Sir Philip, prithee, nay.
Listen, mate, don't come that Philip Sidney bit with me. I'm not a bloody Tudor at all. I'm Gaskell of the Vice Squad, and this is Sergeant Maddox. Maddox! Where's he gone?
Sir Philip, prithee, rest a while.
Look, this is the last time I'm warning you. I am not Sir Philip Bleeding Sidney. I'm Superintendent Harold Gaskell, and this is a raid.
That'll be 540 quid, sir.
Maddox! Look, this is a raid. Honestly. I promise you. Where are you going?
I'm going home.
Right. Right, I remember you. Don't you worry. I remember you. Sir Philip, don't you start. Maddox! Listen, I can prove to you I'm a policeman. I'll give the name of all the men down at F Division at Acton. Inspector Arthur Parry, Superintendent Charles Frodwell, my best friend. Police dogs, Butch, Wolf, Panther, Maudling. I would not know those names if I was a Philip Sidney. Vicar, you know me. The Gargoyle Club. I got you off the charge!
Well, good sir, Philip.
Hey, stop! Maddox! You'll never get away with this, you pawn merchant! Blimey. Maddox!
Oh, good sir! How glad I am to see thee come! Forgive me, weakling, that my love has gone.
Listen, my name is Gaskell, Superintendent Gaskell of Vice Squad. Myself and Sergeant Maddox are on a raid. We are not Tudor people, we are the police.
Francis, what idleness is this? Why, good Sir Philip Sidney, what dost thou here?
You are Sir Philip Sidney?
Possibly. But I may be Superintendent Gaskell of the Park.
Ah, good Sir Philip, thy sharp-tongued wit has not deserted thee. Come, let us eat and drink. Stay with us a while.
All right, sir. I think I will.
then did we bust the Arredoni mob, if you think we bought Scandinavian filth by Germany. For 6 years they cleaned up a packet, but only I got whiff of them through a screener, did within a week mop up right good. They're now languishing doing 5 year bird in park.
Landed in the Netherlands. My Lord Walsingham needs you there forthwith.
Let's go.
Good luck, Sir Philip. Find you again, Phil.
Where are the Spaniards? Down below, Sir Philip. The first boats are landing even now.
Right. You stay here, I'll go and get them.
Sir Philip, not alone.
Hello, hello. What's going on here?
It's nothing, senor. It's just some literature.
I know what literature is, you dago dustbin. I also know what porn is. What's this then, eh?
It's one of Lope de Vega's latest plays, senor.
Toledo Tit Parade? What kind of a play is that?
It's very visual, senor.
Right, I'm taking this lot in the name of Her Gracious Majesty Queen Elizabeth.
Senor.
Don't give me any trouble. Just pile up these baskets of filth and come with me.
No.
The battle raged long and hard. But as night fell, Sidney overcame the Spaniards. 6,000 copies of Kits and Bums and 4,000 copies of Shower Sheila were seized that day. The tide of Spanish porn was stemmed. Sir Philip Sidney returned to London in triumph. Covered in glory, Sir Philip rode home to Penshurst to see his beloved wife. But all was not well.
Good evening, all my love. I have returned safe from the Low Countries. What art thou reading, fair one?
It is nothing, husband.
I can see tis something.
It is one of Shakespeare's latest works.
Oh. Gay boys in bondage. What is tragedy, comedy?
Tis the story of a man's great love for his fellow men.
How fortunate we are indeed to have such a poet on these shores.
Indeed. How was the war, my lord?
The Spaniards were defeated thrice. 6 dozen chests of hardcore captured.
Has brought home any spoils of war?
Yes, good my wife. This fair coat, trimmed with ermine.
Oh, lovely. What else?
No, fair lady. The rest was too smutty. Now, good my wife, while I rest, read to me a while from Shakespeare's Gay Boys in Bondage.
Yes, my lord. Gay Boys in Bondage. Ken, 25, is a mounted policeman with a difference. And what a difference! Even Roger is surprised, and he's used to real men.
It is like Hamlet. What a genius.
But
But who is going to do the cooking tonight? Roddy's got a mouth.
All right! Oh. This is a raid!
Oh, we are disgraced!
There you are, Maddox!
Cut the chat and get in the van.
Maddox, you recognise me?
Indeed I do, Sir Philip Sidney, and sad I am to see you caught up in this morass of filth. Ooh, that's a long one.
Shut up, I know this man, it's me old mate, Sergeant
You Phillips. Do time for this.
Oh, Maddox, it's me, Gaskell, F Division, down at Acton, Inspector Arthur Frogwell.
Come on, Sidney, and you, miss.
I'm not Sir Philip Bleeding Sidney, where
come
are
on,
you?
Come on,
we could have mopped up that Tudor shop, you.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's me, Gaskell. Listen, if you ever worry about this, I'll get you back at the station. Maddox, you've got the wrong man.
What is that here I hold? If this be Briars, then to Frank I go. But no. Alas, as Roger doth perceive, I am undone. No, Cyril must not know. But no. Yes, now I am resolved. But hold, someone approaches.
Take heed, my lord, Kevin Bruce are here.
Beautiful. It's Paris all over again.
Excuse me, do you mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Yes, absolutely.
You're sure I won't be disturbing you?
No.
You're absolutely sure I won't be disturbing you?
No, really.
Good, because I don't want to disturb you. I don't want to disturb you, especially as you've been so kind about me not disturbing you.
Oh, no, we don't mind, do we, darling?
No, darling.
Good. So I can go ahead and join you then. Can I?
Yes, please.
Won't be disturbing?
No.
Good, you're very kind. A lot of people are far less understanding than you are. Oh. A lot of people take offence when I even talk to them, let alone when I specifically tell them about my being disturbing.
Well, it's not particularly disturbing.
No, absolutely. This is what I always say. But you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at the number of people who really get one of them. Even doing this gets people looking at me in the most extraordinary way. They are.
They must be.
I knew I'd disturb you. I knew I'd disturb you. It always happens. Whenever I find someone that I really think I'm going to be able to get on with.
Well, no, the other thing is
let's stay.
Well, just a little bit. I mean, we will be late if we don't.
Oh, thank you.
As it turned out, our chance meeting with the Reverend Arthur Belling was to change our whole way of life. And every Sunday, we'd hurry along to St. Looney up the cream bun and jam.
Oh, you don't!
Right, sir, one safari snowball, that comes to £1,369.48. And we'll throw the nude man in for free. All right, gentlemen, last orders, please.
Oh, do you want a drink before they close?
No, I want a kiss.
Oh, good day.
And so they lived happily ever after. But now...
The free repetition of doubtful words, skit, spoof, jape, or vignette by a very underrated writer.
I have come for some free repetition of doubtful words on an inland telegram.
Have you the telegram in question?
I have the very thing here.
Well, slip it to me, my good chap, and let me eye the contents.
At once, Mr. Telegram Inquiry Man.
Thank you, Mr. Customer Man. Ha-ha! Pauling, I glove you. Cleese clum at bronze. Your troving swife, pat. Which was the word you wanted checking?
Pat.
Pat?
My wife's name is not Pat at all.
No.
It's Bat with a B.
And therefore, I will take a quick look in the book.
Ripping.
You're quite right, old cock. There has been a mistake.
I thought as much. What really does it say?
It say, go away, you silly little bleeder. I'm having another man. Love, Bat. Quite some error.
Yes, she wouldn't call herself Pat. It's silly.
Daft, I call it.
Well, it has been a pleasure working with you.
For me also. It has been a pleasure. And that concludes our little skit.
The free repetition of doubtful words thing by a justly underrated writer. The end. Good evening. Tonight on Is There, we examine the question, is there a life after death? And here to discuss it are three dead people. The late Sir Brian Hardacre, former curator of the Imperial War Museum. The late Professor Thin, until recently an academic critic and broadcaster. And putting the point of view of the Church of England, the very late Heavenway Ross. Gentlemen, is there a life after death or not? Sir Brian. Professor? Prebendary. Well, there we have it. Three say no. On Is There next week, we'll be discussing the question... Is there enough of it about? Until then...
Good doctor morning. Nice year for the time of day.
Come in.
Can I down sit?
Certainly. Well then...
Well, I'm not going to bush the doctor about the beach too long. I'm going to come to point to the straight immediately.
Good, good.
My particular prob or buglum bear, I've had ages. For years, I've had it for donkeys.
What?
I'm up to here with it. I'm sick to death. I can't take you any longer, so I've come to see it.
Ah, now, this is your problem with words.
This is my problem with words. Oh, that seems to have cleared it. Oh, I come from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. Yes, that seems to be all right. Thank you very much.
I see, but recently you have been having this problem with your word order.
Well, absolutely. And what makes it worse is that sometimes at the end of a sentence I'll come out with the wrong fuse box. And the thing about saying the wrong word is that A, I don't notice it, and B, sometimes orange water given bucket of plaster.
Yes, tell me more about your problem.
Well, as I say, you'll just be talking and out'll pudend the wrong word and ashtray's your uncle. Bought me a strawberry about it.
Upset.
It's so embarrassing when my wife and I go to an orgy.
A party?
No, an orgy. We live in Esher.
Christ.
That's what I said. It feels like a bloody whack the diddler. Fall-de-roll, far-de-dar, lo-de-do-de-do, thum-thum.
Mr. Burroughs, this is no common problem. You are suffering from a disease so rare that it hasn't got a name. Not yet. But it will have. Oh, yes. This is the opportunity I've been waiting for. The chance of a lifetime. I'll show them at the Royal College of Surgeons. I'll make them sit up and take notice. Thripshaw's disease, discovered by E. Henry Thripshaw, M.D. I'll be invited on Call My Bluff and the merchandising. There'll be E. Henry Thripshaw T-shirts. I'll turn it into a game. I'll sell the field lights.
That clip comes from the new David O. Seltzer film. The author of that film clip is with me now. Dr. E. Henry Thripshaw.
Well, I feel that they've missed the whole point of my disease.
This is always the problem with directors of film clips.
Yes, well, you see, they've dragged in all this irrelevant mush.
What are you doing now?
Well, at the present moment, I'm working on a new disease, which I hope to turn into a musical. But primarily, we're working on a remake of my first disease, and this time we're hoping to do it properly.
Well, let's just take a look at this new film clip.
Well, now, what seems to be the matter?
The next sketch follows after some silly noises. Come in.
I wondered if I could have a word with you for a moment, Victor.
By all means, sir. Do sit down. Sit on the desk here.
Oh, thank you.
Now then, glass of sherry?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? I'm going to have some.
Well, if you're having some, yes, then perhaps, Victor.
Oh, well, there's only just enough for me.
Well, in that case, I won't. Don't worry.
You see, if I split what's left, there'll hardly be any left for me at all. No,
well, I'm not a great sherry drinker.
Good, so I can have it all. Now, what's the problem?
Well, just recently, I've begun to worry about... Well, I don't know, the last...
Found another bottle. You can have some now if you want to.
Oh, well, then, yes, perhaps a little.
Oh, you don't have to. I can drink a whole bottle.
In that case, no.
Good. Thanks. That's another bottle for me.
I've begun to worry recently that...
Come in. Ah, Mr. Husband. This is Mr. Kirkham, one of my parishioners. This is Mr. Husband of the British Sherry Corporation.
Look, perhaps I'd better come back later.
No, you stay here. Have a sherry. You won't be long, will you, husband?
No, Vicar. Just a question of signing a few forms.
There we are. There we are, Mr. Husband. Now, how about you, Mr. Kirkham?
Well, only if there's enough.
Oh, well, there's not much now.
Oh. In that case, no, I won't.
Good, right. Right, now then, what is the problem, husband?
Well, Vicar, I've made inquiries with our shippers, and the most sherry they can ship in any one load is 12,000 gallons.
And how many glasses is that?
That's roughly 540,000 glasses, Vicar.
That's excellent, husband, excellent.
Yes, it means you can still keep your main sherry supply on the roof, but you can have an emergency supply underneath the vestry of 5,000 gallons.
Well, I could have dry sherry on the roof and Amontillado in the underground tank.
Absolutely.
Excellent work, husband, excellent work.
Not at all, Vicar. You're one of our best customers, you in the United States.
Bye-bye.
Terrific.
Now then, Mr. Kirkham, I am so sorry. Do go on.
Well, it's just that recently I've begun to worry about... Well, look, does the Bible...
Dirty books, please.
E. Henry Thrippshaw T-shirts are now available from BBC Enterprises. The price hasn't finally been decided, and the address to write to, they haven't yet quite worked out.